Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, show 300. I have a perfect show for you today after what we've all been through in the last 3 weeks. Not that it's a bad thing, the floods, in a sense, but I've got a show to cheer you up. Organ regeneration and repair, a model that works. It's my favorite kind of show. What fascinates me most about what I do is the possibility that a tissue, a cell that's been damaged to the brink of irreversibility, which means for you, it means that day when you're told you've got an illness that's not reversible. My favorite thing to do is go into this literature, the science, and then go into the think tank. In other words, to apply concepts in actually clinical medicine with people who are willing to get healthy to see whether or not you can actually bring cells back into full function from what sometimes people think is an irreversible state. Can you really regenerate? Now, you've got to remember the buzzword in science today are stem cells. We gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to two gentlemen, Sir John Gurdon and Yamanaka from Japan. We gave them the 2012 Nobel Prize for Medicine because they figured out how to take regular tissues, cells from the skin, and actually turn them into pluripotent stem cells so that you could use stem cells to regenerate tissue, but that your source was no longer the fetus, which had ethical issues attached to it. And it was a much, much easier than harvest because you could use human skin to create your stem cells. This is so important that they gave these guys the 2012 Nobel Prize. Now, this hasn't really translated into functional therapy yet. But I cite this as an example of how important it is in our culture today, in the fringes of science, to deal with this issue of can you regenerate a diseased organ? And of course, for so many of you listening today, this is so important for you, whether you're at that age where your organs are starting to break down, whether you're symptomatic or symptomatic and you can barely get by, meaning your lungs or your kidneys or your heart, your intestines, your endocrine system, your pancreas, your stomach, the tissues inside your digestive tube, whether you're being told that these tissues have broken down to a dangerous state and you're beginning the early phases of a disease, or you're in the moderate phases of a disease, or you just want to stay very healthy, how your body regenerates tissue is of high importance, but relying on natural inherent mechanisms. So Western science challenges this notion that we have these mechanisms, that you and I and others have intact, latent, dormant mechanisms to accomplish the same things that the fringe of science is attempting to accomplish today. And of course, this is the purpose of this show, to bring to you the science of you, what's already functioning, to regenerate tissue, to get you on the other side of disease. And if there were a way that we could just feed those natural mechanisms, intensify them, facilitate them, bring them to higher and higher levels of occurrence in your body, well, then maybe we could bring health, holistic health, natural health, to the point where you can reverse real disease. So let's take a look. Let's go to the website, if you can, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com, that's .cc, straighttalk.cc. If you can follow this show with the pictures, it's so much easier for you to do. If not, just listen as you're driving or as you're multitasking. But as soon as you can, I always tell you this, get to the website so you can see the pictures. That's straighttalk.cc. And again, the intention of today's show is to give you a whole model. I'm going to give you the pieces of a model. And if you attach to it, if you can understand it, if you can take the time to really, really bring it into yourself, you can see that there's a complete cycle to regeneration in the body. And it's a cycle that's rooted in science, in hard science. And that no one has the right to take that away from you. So many of us are told we've got progressive degenerative illnesses that we can't do anything about. And while I think a lot of people argue against that in a false way, giving you shortcuts and cliff note versions of how to get healthy, I think that if you really study it, there are intact mechanisms within yourself. And if you initiate them, and I'm going to lay out the parameters today, if you initiate them, well, then perhaps you can reverse what you're told is irreversible. But that's our intention. I put three articles at the top of the site. Click to view the full articles on cardiac stem cells. I have articles on stem cell research and therapy, and I have articles on reversing fibrosis. So I'm not going to go through in too much detail these articles because of a time limitation, but go into these articles yourself and understand that what these articles are referring to are not scientific interventions, meaning they're not about what scientists do when they're messing with lab animals. They're a review of what human beings do in the natural course of healing to regenerate their own tissues. And that has a lot to do with stem cells, the healing of scar tissue, and how our bodies have all these intact mechanisms to make all of this happen. So take a look at those articles. I'm going to get into them today just a little bit, though. If you take picture number one, that's just a human cell. I put that on there because that's you when you're healthy. A human cell is a factory. The factory's got a front, a back, a middle, an inside. It's got the central computer running the entire cell. And you don't have to get into the physiology of the cell too much. Just understand it's a factory and it's operating optimally. It's putting out much, even when you're putting little into it. Now that cell, for a variety of reasons along the way, will become damaged. And we can call that damage from many, many different types of damage. And that's, again, not important. But just understand, you have a normal, healthy cell that becomes damaged. We could say free radical damaged. We could say everything you know out in the atmosphere in the day-to-day of your life that's bad dries out the cell, cracks the membrane, destroys the DNA, makes the mitochondria and the other organelles less functional. And all you basically have, I think, as an analogy, is a shriveled piece of fruit. So in a sense, understand a healthy cell as a piece of fruit ripened on the tree, and understand a diseased cell, or the beginning of disease, as that piece of fruit as it drops and begins to degrade into the ground. Now, in that process, we begin disease. If we were going to attach words to that, we would say that the cell gets itself to a point where it's going to do a number of things in response to the fact that it knows it's becoming diseased. It will either go apoptotic, and that's a word that simply means that the cell starts to realize it's falling apart from the inside out, and it commits suicide. Cell suicide as apoptosis. You have a nice example of that on picture number six. Cell death mechanisms, death by suicide. It's known as apoptosis. It's just one way, as the grape or the piece of fruit shrivels, that the cell responds to these decaying processes and goes into a mass suicide. So when you find out you have a disease, sometimes that disease is being driven off unlimited apoptosis, just massive cellular suicide triggered by the things, again, that we call agents of disease. There's a second way the cell will die. There's a second way the organ will degrade, and that's called necrosis. So we have cell death by necrosis, where basically the membranes are rotting out and the insides of the cell are just turning to mush. One great comparison that I put there was on picture number six. That grape may commit suicide. So a bundle of grapes on a vine fall to the earth and begin to shrivel. The inner matrix of the cell understands that, and it triggers a response by the cell. The cell is not, the grape is not where it's supposed to be. It's not hanging from the tree in that fully ripened state. It's now rotting on the floor beneath it. Now, a living organismic system knows what's happening, and it will either initiate mass suicide, or you will start to see those cells basically rot. They inflame. The inside of the cell swells up. The membrane loses its integrity. Calcium floods the cell. And there are all sorts of things you can see under an electron microscope as this piece of fruit, as the cell begins to rot, distinct from apoptosis. So we're laying down different ways the cell under stress will signal its own decay. And of course, that's what your pathologist does. Your pathologist, to your symptoms, is going to look under a microscope and describe. Any of you that have had a pathology report done, you go to the doctor, they take a biopsy of whatever it is, your liver, your kidney, the inside of your esophagus, the inside of your intestines. And based on what they see, they write a pathology report. That pathology report is determining, do we have apoptosis? Do we have necrosis? Do we have senescence? Do we have malignancy? It's not complicated. It's a piece of fruit rotting, and pathologists are paid to describe the nature of the rot. And based on how the tissue rots, you are given a diagnosis. And that diagnosis very often is one that suggests a progressive degeneration. Meaning that once we look at that cell, blown up under an electron microscope, is in fact that cell past the point of healing? Has it been so destroyed? And this is the key. This is the exciting thing. This is, in a sense, where you really find the essence of healing. And it begs the question, at that point where a cell or a tissue has undergone massive apoptosis, massive necrosis, if the cells have become dysplastic, that's just another word to describe a cell that's headed towards cancer. It's not cancerous yet, but it looks cancerous. So effectively, is that piece of fruit, once plush and fertile, that hit the floor, that's beginning to rot away, is it showing signs of apoptosis, senescence, necrosis, dysplasia, or malignancy, which is anaplasia? Now, that's what I wanted to lay down in the first few minutes of today's show. We have a normal cell. We have a cell succumbing to attack. We have that cell starting to show signs of that attack. Then you have a symptom. Then you get a pathology report. And that pathology report basically tells you just how bad it is. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to be told that you have a progressive degenerative condition that's not reversible. So whether you're on your way to some irreversible lung disease, emphysema, bronchiectasis, the asthmas, whether you're in different forms of glomerulosclerosis in the kidney, different forms of kidney disease headed towards renal failure, fibrosis of the liver headed towards cirrhosis of the liver, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's diseases, the beginning of Parkinson's, the beginning of Alzheimer's, the beginning of senile dementia, the beginning of congestive heart failure. If you take the organ, there's always an early stage of a disease attached to the organ.